a lot went down this week, and yet a lot didn't go down this week when it comes to the city parish budget and how we're going to allocate funds and how we're going to prioritize, triage, whatever term you want to use when it comes to the tax dollars that the city parish collects. Joining us now to talk about this, the executive director from the mayor's office, Mason Batts. How are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm very well as well. Walk me through the events of this week and like what really went down, because a lot of what was reported, I don't want to say got skewed, but no, it got skewed.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good way to say it got skewed. So I think the major thing was Wednesday. We had the Metro Council meeting. Lots of police officers there. Lots of people supporting the library were there. Other people from the community on either sides of this conversation. Lots of disinformation has gone out about what kind of the mayor's plan is and what it would do to the city parish budget and the library budget and that kind of thing. But what happened on Wednesday was they were either going to defer, they were not going, the council was not going to move forward with the library's tax proposition. Mm-hmm. There was some debate on whether they should delete the item altogether or defer it. They could not come to a consensus, so they ran out of time, and essentially that ended up being a pretty much a deferral to a later date than if they had voted to defer. So the earliest they can hear this again is March 28th,
okay,
which is 2 weeks after our proposition is heard, like on the 12th or the 13th.
Okay. What is your proposition or y'all's proposition?
Our proposition is to take is to slightly decrease the millage down from 11.1 mils to 9.80 mils in property tax. Take that and move it out of the dedicated fund for the library and move it into the general fund of the city parish.
Okay.
What this will allow us to do by doing this is to fully fund the libraries at an excellent rate, at the most out of any other parish in the state of Louisiana, but also allows us more flexibility as we face a large budget deficit coming up next year.
Okay. One important note here, and Coach Mayor President Sid Edwards mentioned this when he was on with us on, I believe, Monday. Nobody voted to move these dollars. When it comes to something that we voted for, we have to vote again to move these dollars. And Mayor Edwards was very, very clear that our dollar, my dollars, your dollars, John's dollars, well, John lives in Denham, but our dollars, for those of us that live in East Baton Rouge Parish, we have final say over where they go. Now, that being said, I can't imagine a camp that doesn't want to pay police more or fix our roads or fix our drainage. But that, at the end of the day, though, the democracy side of this has to reign supreme.
That's right. You know, it's been about 40 years since this happened. Mm-hmm. And this actually saved the city 40 years ago by moving the library into their own dedicated tax. Mayor Screen was able to use some of those other funds to fund other things when they were facing a deficit then.
Okay.
So as the library saved the city 40 years ago, once again, the libraries can save the city today. And like you said, all we're asking the Metro Councils to do is to let the voters decide. Mm-hmm. If they don't want to go along with this, that's fine. But I don't think any of the people in our office, and especially not the mayor, could look at all of our department heads, could look at the police chief, look at the fire chief, and ask them yet again to cut more of their budget while we have other areas of the city that are living high on the hog and have over $100 million in surplus that they just can't find a way to spend.
I don't want to make you the target of this, but you're here right now and you're representing the office. So how do we get ourselves into a situation where BRPD, who takes care of police within the city limits, is funded by people who live outside the city limits? We're in this situation right now because St. George became St. George, right? Mm-hmm. That's how we got here. How did we get to the point of where the folks in St. George were picking up our tab for those who live inside the city limits?
Well, if we do this dedicated, if we rededicate this millage into the general fund, none of the money that will be coming from property tax in St. George Central, Zachary, or Baker will be used to fund BRPD. Well, what we're going to do is take a chunk of the one-time monies that are in the surplus, and we're going to use that to pay down a good bit of debt. Doing that will free up about $9.6 million per year in the general fund reoccurring, and that is the way that the pay raises will be paid for to BRPD.
Okay, that was a way better answer than bad decisions by previous administrations, which was probably my answer to the question. We got Mason Batson with us. Okay, so go back. You said 9.8 mils is what the library would drop down to?
Yeah, it wouldn't be the library anymore, but yes, but that's where the tax would drop down to.
How can the library get reassurances that they're going to be completely funded? Because once it becomes undedicated, it's in a pool that's up for grabs for everybody.
That's true. So we've had many conversations with the library board. And look, and there are other plans that are also on the table. Different people are negotiating. There's 30 days until our thing comes up for a vote. So there's room for that to be changed. But I have personally assured the library, the mayor has personally assured the library, the council has personally assured the library that they will be taken care of. And if there was a situation where, let's say, Mayor Edwards was no longer the mayor and someone came in who did not want to fund the libraries, the council would then have the ability to also fund the libraries. And the library can always come back if they needed to and ask for a dedicated millage, you know, down the road if it got to a very bad spot.
We got Mason Batson with us from the mayor's office talking about the library millage and where it might head. So we're at 11.1, 11.2 right now. 11.1. The drop down would be to 9.8, which means that if I'm doing my math correctly, we would have 1.3 mils back in our pockets.
That's right.
Don't know that I've seen that recently.
In over 20 years, you haven't.
Unbelievable. All right. There's a number of other pieces of this discussion as well. One of them is, and I asked this to Charlie Davis the other day, why is the library getting hit? Why aren't other entities under the spotlight?
Well, the reason the library was, I guess, target number one, it's not a good example, but I mean, it's not a good thing to say target number one, but that is the way I'll say it, is number one, they have the most money in their surplus, meaning they consistently find a way to not be able to spend all their money. That was the first thing. We're spending way more on libraries than anyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, Dallas, Texas spends $43 million a year on libraries. East Baton Rouge Parish, $62 million a year. There's a split there. Nashville, Tennessee, $38
million. Wait. Say that again for Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas spends $43 million a year on libraries. Nashville, $38 million a year. East Baton Rouge, $62 million a year. 222% higher than the national average. That's why we think the library can live much well. They can live very well, but within their means.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, when you make that stark of a comparison, when you make those direct comparisons to cities that are larger than Baton Rouge, it does get very much it's eye-opening. We're talking with Mason Batts for a couple more minutes here about not just the library, but the overall budget. Let's move to that. So since the library was the biggest, I don't want to say red flag, but the biggest alarm to go off as far as the dollars that are available, the dollars that are potentially available, who else could possibly be under the microscope here?
Well, we're not looking at anyone else under the microscope right now. I will say there are some other Metro Council members who are possibly looking at other things that maybe take a little bit from here, a little bit from here, a little from here. So that's an option. There's some legality issues possibly with that. They're going to work through that. And they may bring us a plan. The library may bring us a plan. You know, look, we're going to work together on this for the next 30 days and try to come to a solution that works for everybody but also saves the city of Baton Rouge, because that's number one importance, is saving the city of Baton Rouge in our minds.
So I'm actually glad you put it in that light, because one of the things that I've been battling with here is looking for the comparison, looking for how in order to tell the story, I want a similar, relatable story. And the situation, you know who Edward Smith is?
Yeah.
British naval officer?
Yeah.
Sid Edwards right now was just handed the wheel of the Titanic after it hit the iceberg from Edward Smith. Like, Edward Smith hit the iceberg and said, here, Sid, take it over. I mean, how does he get us to harbor?
Well, we're going to do what we have to do to get us to harbor. Mm-hmm. That could be a variety of things. I mean, the truth of the matter is, we are, as much as nobody wants to really say it, we are facing massive budget cuts at the end of this year.
Yeah.
BRPD was cut $9 million last year. You know, and we've cut all of the fat has been cut. The only thing now is bone. And we are down to, we're a skeleton operation. And I mean, our own, in the mayor's office, our own budget would be cut, and hard decisions we had to make about personnel and who can stay. And that's just the reality of what would happen. So we're trying to avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
But that is what's coming if we don't do something very soon.
You know, if you rewind the clock back to when Kip Holden was in office, there was that whole next great American city, you know, and we voted on a lot of things that we wanted while ignoring the things that we needed. And, I mean, you know, it was happy fun times under Kip Holden. And then Sharon Weston Broome, God love her. Like, I know there's a lot of folks out there that wanted her gone. That's why she did not win re-election. But God bless, she did her level best to keep all the plates spinning, you know? But there's only so long. It's just not sustainable to do it the way we were doing it.
That's right. You know, this year's budget was propped up, and really the last couple of years, but this year in particular, with one-time dollars from the federal government through the American Rescue Plan Act. And those dollars are no longer available. And so the things that were used to kind of get us by for one more year are no longer there. And I think that's very important. You know, it's Councilman Godet said it in the council meeting. 20 years ago, Baton Rouge decided that we were going to have really good parks. And 40 years ago, Baton Rouge decided we were going to have really good libraries. And today, we have the best parks and we have the best libraries.
And a really good chance of getting shot at either one of them.
And the really good chance of getting shot either at, and one of them was one Delmont person was shot in Delmont in January.
I feel bad for the library because while they're in this battle, this literally happened in real time. Someone got shot outside the Delmont Gardens branch of the library and went inside looking for help.
That's right. And if we would have decided 20 and 40 years ago that we wanted to have really good public safety and really good infrastructure, we'd be having a very different conversation today. That was not the decision that was made.
Yeah.
But at some point, if we don't start making these tough decisions about what our priorities are, we're never going to get out of the slump that we're in.
Couple minutes left with Mason Batts from over at the mayor's office. Mason, let's talk timeline real quick because you said that, you know, negotiations planned out for 30 days. Nothing's going to be on a ballot before October. What's our timeline for bills coming due when you know the rubber really meets the road here? Are we good for this year?
That depends. We are currently budgeted fully for this year. Now, BRPD is facing some tough budget decisions. I mean, we have 11 months to basically find a way to not spend $9 million of their budget, which is tough, and it's a tough decision. So that could potentially cause some problems, but yes, we're pretty much afloat for this year. We have to present the budget to the Metro Council in November. That's why we're trying to get on the October ballot.
Yeah.
If a plan, or let's just say it's this plan that's currently being proposed at 9.80 mils, from the mayor's office does go through the Metro Council's put on the budget, what we're going to do is put two separate budgets together. We're going to let the people decide, obviously. If the people choose to not go with our plan, then we'll have to present budget option number two, which is, you know, not a very good option in our opinion. But if they do, we'll have budget option number one that will involve, we'll be able to keep the ship afloat and keep the libraries very well afloat, have them be the best funded out of any parish in Louisiana, and even double what New Orleans spends on libraries. So
the there's another part of this equation as well, and that's growing the pool of dollars. How does Baton Rouge maintain its sales pitch on the economic development front while going through all these battles? I mean, we do still have a lot to offer.
We have a lot to offer here in Baton Rouge. And that's one of the things that's the most concerning is we have all of these assets,
yeah,
and all of these resources, and we're facing these tough decisions. But I think we have a lot to offer in terms of economic development. And I think from the mayor's perspective and from the perspective of the people in our office, we're going to do what it takes to get through this, no matter what. You know, the mayor said, you know, he's a coach. He has plan A. He'll go to plan B if we have to. You know, we may not know for completely what plan B is right now, but I think we have a pretty good shot at plan A or a version of plan A slash B that may work. You know, like I said, 30 days for a resolution to come to this before the next Metro Council meeting where a vote can be had.
We got 1 minute left with Mason Batts before we have to hit news here at the bottom of the hour. Optics are everything right now. How do you win the PR war?
Well, the library is very strong in PR. One of the library board members said that, told me that we took the biggest shot at the biggest one with the most following. And that's true. But during tough times, you got to make tough decisions. And we thought that we can give the people the biggest tax cut they've ever gotten in 20 years. We can pay the police more than any other municipality in the state of Louisiana. They'd be the second highest paid right behind the state troopers, and they can't be paid more than them. We can fix drainage in this city, and we can give this city the shot in the arm of infrastructure and economic development it needs prosper for not the next 4 years, but for the next 25 years if we do this. So I think if people can see that, they can see where the vision is going, and we can still have the greatest libraries in the nation with this tax proposal.
He is Mason Batts. I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.